This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. If you've been listening to this show in the last few weeks, or if you're tuning in for the first time because you saw the article that came out in Crane's New York Business this week, or the brief segment on television's First Look, you've been hearing a lot about how productive chickens are. I recently discovered I'm basically repeating the chorus to Louis Jordan's jazz shuffle song, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. Tomorrow is a busy day. We gotta spread some poo. We got eggs to lay. We got dirt to dig and bugs to scratch. It takes an awful lot of setting getting chicks to hatch. But that last part, hatching chicks, is rarely, if ever, on the human agenda of the city chickener of a micro flock. We're not interested in producing more chickens, because we've settled on the number that serves our bug and weed eating, fertilizer production, and breakfast egg laying needs within the limits of our available space. So we really have no need for chickens to sit on eggs until they hatch, especially since the eggs are undoubtedly sterile anyway, since few of us are able to keep roosters in our urban setting. Even chickeners in suburban or rural areas with somewhat larger flocks usually don't have a need to expand or repopulate their flocks as great as their hens' interest in hatching. By this time of year, most of us have our chick situation handled. Hens are keenly interested in the reproduction part of the equation, regardless of the human opinion of how much is just enough of a good thing. Every so often, a hen's hormones will kick in to a degree that compels her to try to hatch as many eggs as she's sitting on at the time. Some hens never get in that zone. Other hens seem like they can hardly think of anything else. It varies by breed and individual. My casual observation is that docile and friendly breeds like Silkies, the fluffy-looking chickens you see in whimsical photo shoots, or Saramas, the super small and friendly breed that's becoming my signature chick, are particularly broody. I've heard that Silkies are so broody that even the roosters will sit on an egg to hatch it. Silkies are sometimes kept to be put into service as breeders of fertilized eggs of notoriously unbroody breeds. True Araucana, the Spanish breed that lays green and blue-shelled eggs, are notoriously difficult to breed, in no small part because they don't seem to have that hormone. And that's one reason why the colored egg-laying hens, now becoming popular, are a crossbreed known as Americana, or even more diluted, Easter egg chickens. The quandary for chickeners who don't need or want to add to their flock is that broody hens stop laying eggs. Furthermore, they don't eat many bugs or weeds, which means they don't scratch and till the soil much, and of course, produce less fertilizer. A chicken trying to hatch chicks from eggs stays on the nest almost constantly. Every day at some point, they'll get up to scratch, eat a whole bunch of grain, drink a lot of water, and make a really large poop. Then they settle back in on their nest. Broody hens will get upset if you remove the egg or eggs they're trying to hatch. Some, even the normally docile ones, will get downright violent. Indeed, they kind of bring the whole mood of the coop down with their grim determination. When I first started with chickens, I thought hens would always be a little upset if their eggs disappeared. In my attempt to be more humane, I left what's sometimes known as a nest egg, a fake egg made of wood or stone, or in my case, an emu-sized egg of marble purchased from the dollar store. Those hens loved the nest egg. All three of them attempted to hatch the emu-sized marble egg. Of course, they didn't know that only an egg fertilized by a rooster will ever hatch, no less a marble egg. In retrospect, I was just encouraging them. If there's never any eggs around, there's a chance, depending on the breed and individual, nobody will get broody. On the other hand, when under the spell of broody hormones, a very broody hen will find a roundish rock or a piece of cork and pull it into the nest and try to hatch that. Some try to hatch nothing but air. They just sit on the empty nest as if there is an egg there. It's kind of heartbreaking. Now, as an early chickener, I thought perhaps it was cruel to try to dissuade a hen from being broody. I figured you could let her try for a couple weeks, since that might be a natural part of the chicken cycle, and I had heard that most chickens eventually give up. In my year of trying to let them get over it on their own, I noticed that some do, but others will go way past the gestation period. An egg should hatch in 3 weeks, but I've seen broody hens carry on for 6, even 8. To my eyes and my co-chickeners, it seems like a strain to be broody. They definitely lose weight and color. What's more, I could swear that sometimes the presence of one broody hen triggers others to get into that same zone. Nowadays, I recommend not letting a broody hen see any eggs, fake or otherwise, and removing her from the nest every chance you get. She'll go right back at first, but after a few days, it should help her get out of the mood. Food won't interest her much until she starts moving around again. Breaking her rhythm does seem to cause her a day or two of distress, but it saves her from practically starving herself, and in the end, I really believe she's relieved to have the whole chemical imbalance of broodiness over and done with. Some folks use techniques like a piece of ice in the nest to dissuade them from sitting there, or isolating them in cages, or exposing them to particularly randy males who will try to kick them off the nest for mating purposes. Still, I'm sentimental, or maybe wimpy enough, to have a relatively laissez-faire attitude with hens who really want to be broody. I just recommend persistent, gentle persuasion. But I will admit that it can be difficult for chickeners who are not near the coop all day. This year, I've begun to give in to the inclinations of the chicken. Several years back, I put fertilized quail eggs under a hen that was constantly and obsessively broody. My impulse was, if she's going to insist, we might as well make an experiment out of it. I got fertilized eggs from a quail variety that, if hatched and lived for a few days, would have eventually flown off. I figured quinoa, the broody hen, would get a crack at motherhood, and I'd get a crack at some interesting observations. She did hatch a few and took to the role of motherhood, but we weren't able to keep them alive long enough for them to fly off. However, quinoa seemed philosophical about it, and was never quite as broody again. I filed that away, and have since heard other chickeners report that sometimes the only way to cure a broody hen is to let her hatch something. That's why this year I let broody Deary hatch a few Coturnix quail eggs. Coturnix are more domesticated, and now we have two quail in our house. To be honest, I'm not sure how this is going to fit into my sustainable urban agriculture agenda, but they are cute. They will lay eggs, and everyone seems to be thriving and satisfied with the setting for now. Meanwhile, I discussed some of today's issues and options with Anna Hanau, who was recently profiled on the show. I didn't really make a recommendation, but I later found out that she and Knopf raised their stated flock limit and put some fertilized eggs under their persistently broody hen. So who's working for who in this human-chicken equation? If you would like to hear past episodes, like the Hanau flock profile, you can access them from radioforall.net by searching for Bucky, or by joining Bucky Bacaw's Facebook fan page. BuckyBacaw.org also has links to previous shows as well as to my recent media appearances and the calendar of chicken talks I'm giving this spring and summer. And don't forget to send your questions, comments, encouragement, digital audio of yourself or your chickens, and other e-goodies to Bucky at BuckyBacaw.org. I recently discovered the email was down for a few weeks, but it's back in service now. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. One night Farmer Brown was taking the air. He locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. When out in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. There ain't nobody here but us, the chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig, bugs to scratch, take an awful lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us, the chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Y'all stomping around, shaking the ground, you're kicking up an awful dust. So point that gun the other way and hobble, 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 hit the hay. Oh,